This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Everything has a beginning and an end. And today will be our last episode where we are now living in the 20th century. We're going to be sharing with you the life of a woman by the name of Aisha Muhammad bint Abd al-Rahman. She was born in a small city on the Mediterranean in Egypt called Dimyat, 1912. Finished her primary school at home. And then she didn't continue her education till a little bit later. There was a gap where she finished high school and finished university. Many of us yet didn't know her because she is not known by the name of Aisha bint Abd al-Rahman. She's actually known by Aisha bint Shatir, the daughter, Aisha, the daughter of the shore, because she was born in the city on the Mediterranean. This is very common in that time where women don't put their names public, rather they use a nickname. She was very keen on learning, continued to study Arabic language till she got her PhD in Arabic language. She continued and chose to do academic career, ended up being a professor at Ain Shams University in Cairo, but also a professor of tafsir of the Quran or commentary on the Quran in the Qarawiyyin University in Fez, which we covered the founder in the last episode. This woman was married to a man who was actually not only her husband, but was her teacher, Amin al-Khuli, who, what he wrote about her, every woman, every married woman would love to see her husband describe her as this. She is the disciple of the literary school who he belonged to and the lady of the house that he resided in. She dedicated all her writings to him, whether they are books, which she published many, or they were research papers, it all has a dedication to him. She was so much in debt to what he did to her to help her to achieve what she achieved. She was professor for more than 50 years. She has so many students in all over the world, especially the Arab world, Lebanon, Sudan, Egypt, North Africa. One of the unique things she wrote was actually the commentary, Tafsirul Bayani, for the last 14 surahs of the Quran. It was written by a woman. It took her 8 years to write that book. Uniqueness in Aisha bint Shatir is not only that she became so educated in a time where education for women was in some places non-existing, but she was also left so much impact on many people around her. And her special uniqueness, if you want to use the word, that she always combined Islamic studies and Arabic studies. She always used Arabic language, but basically referring to the Quran or using Quranic language when she was teaching Arabic language. She was a woman of power. She loved to empower women. She believed strongly in empowering women, but within the Islamic boundaries. She was a practicing Muslim educated woman who believed in empowering women, but at the same time following the rules and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She left behind her more than 40 books in Islamic science, dozens of books in Arabic literature, novels, hundreds of research papers, and innumerable articles in daily and weekly newspapers. That many amount of publication, which was written over about 60 years span, made her deserve to be described as the most accomplished female scholar in the 20th century. After her death, actually, she was recognized by the Egyptian government by having a stamp specially for her, with a picture of the like of her. We don't have her real picture. May Allah bless her soul. She died in her 80s. May Allah bless her soul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all what she did for us as women and for all the Muslims. May Allah make us follow her footsteps and make us be as influential and as powerful as she was.